One of the artists was working on the church roof in Werden, Germany. After working so hard for a day, he did not notice that his safety belt was slowly breaking up. Then he fell. The area below was filled with grass and sharp rocks. As fate would have it, a lamb chose that moment to have its lunch of grass. He fell on the lamb. The lamb died, but the artists survived. After that incident, he did the decent thing. The artist sculptured a lamb and placed it on the roof in gratitude. And it stands there to this day. What did you notice today in our church? The Christmas decorations are gone. You know where Mary, Joseph, and Jesus are, don't you? No, they are not in Egypt. They are in boxes in storage. But some of our poinsettias remain. These red flowers are a good reminder that the one we celebrate on Christmas, Jesus Christ's birthday, gave his blood for us. One old priest said in his one-line Christmas homily, "The wood of the manger is the wood of the cross." The Christmas season is over. We start today, the second Sunday, in ordinary time. We move on with the very beginning of Jesus' public ministry after his baptism and the River Jordan by St. John the Baptist. After God the Father introduced his Son, Jesus, as his beloved Son, we hear in our gospel for today, John the Baptist pointing to Jesus, "Here is the Lamb of God." If the people at that time really listened to John the Baptist, he was making an explicit link with Jesus as the Lamb of God to the hundred of lambs sacrificed for sin in the temple and the many more lambs sacrificed on the night of the Passover feast. It was clear for John that Jesus is the sacrificial lamb who comes to free the people from their sins. Of course, all those lambs sacrificed in the temple did not free the people from any actual sins. Only God can forgive sins. And so it had to be God who, seeing the sacrifices that were being offered, exercised his mercy and forgave the people their sins. But as we now know, all these sacrificial lambs were merely foreshadowing Jesus, who is the real Lamb of God, and who by his sacrifice on the cross of Calvary would really and definitively expunge all our sins, past, present, and future. It is no mistake, then, that the death of Jesus occurred at Passover time, nor what is it any surprise that at the moment of his death, the veil of the temple was torn into two as a sign that from then on, men and women should turn to Christ and see him as their one true Savior. My sisters and brothers, when we sing or say, Lamb of God, we are being reminded that Jesus saved us, what he did for us. And his challenge is to do the same for others. We remember Jesus' sacrifices to make known God's love to all of us. This reminds us that joining Jesus in sacrificial love is the only way we can be his followers. John the Baptist found his reason for existence. He was to point out the Lamb of God to the world. His mission is the mission of every Christian. We are to point out the Lamb of God to the world. There is nothing greater than any of us can do in our lives than to reveal Christ to others, first to our children, and then to all we encounter. John the Baptist was not a typical person of his time. He was extraordinary. It really was not John's dress or diet or even his preaching that made him extraordinary. It was the fact that he found the purpose for his life. He looked to Jesus and said, "There is the Lamb of God." My sisters and brothers, as we begin the season of ordinary time, we are being challenged by Jesus Christ to reveal him to the world. Like St. John the Baptist, may we say to others, "Look, there is the Lamb of God." Let us point out to those around us who Jesus is. Our tasks, the role given to us by Christ, is to make him known that he is the Son of God, our Savior, that he loves us and wants us to live with him here on earth and in heaven. This is indeed good news, and it deserves to be heard by every single person in the world. Look, there is the Lamb of God. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit so that I may know you more, love you more, serve you more today and every day. Let your Spirit be a flame in my heart that I may proclaim you to others. Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Amen.